You know that moment when you're smack dab in the middle of a presentation and suddenly your mind just blanks out, like completely empties, as if it's a brand new, untouched piece of paper? Or when it's finally your turn in a meeting and it feels like your brain just punched out for a quick break? We've all been in those shoes, haven't we? Welcome to the wild and sometimes wacky adventure that is our human memory, or as I like to call it, our knack for forgetting at the most inopportune times. But don't worry, because today we're about to get acquainted with something that's a total game changer. Today we're diving into the POM method, a technique that embodies our academy's ethos, making your communication as effective and memorable as possible. All right, let's dive into it, shall we? The POM method breaks down into four key steps: prepare, associate, link, and memorize. Kind of sounds like we're about to learn a new dance, doesn't it? Well, in a way we are, but it's a dance for your neurons. So are you ready to hit the dance floor with our brains? Well, let's get moving. First things first, we have to talk about the prepare step, right? This is essentially laying down the foundation, a bit like deciding on what vibe you're going with for a party that you're planning. I mean, imagine throwing a spooky Halloween party, but then decking the place out with pastel-colored Easter eggs. Doesn't quite fit, right? Similarly, when you're gearing up for a presentation, this is where you get your ducks in a row, picking out the key themes that you're gonna dive into. It's all about crafting the right atmosphere and setting the scene for the journey that you're about to take your audience on. So let's say you're gearing up to talk about sustainable energy. Think of the prepare stage as putting together the ultimate playlist for a road trip. You're not just throwing in songs or facts willy-nilly, you're carefully selecting tunes that set the tone for this trip ahead. You'd break down your topic into digestible chunks, like the different types of sustainable energy, the perks of going green, the hurdles that we're facing, and what the future might look like in terms of innovation. It's about charting your course before you even start the engine, laying a solid groundwork that the rest of your talk will build on. For instance, let's say you decide to zero in on the big four of sustainable energy: solar, wind, hydro, and geothermal. For each of these, you'd make a note of the essentials, how they tick, the benefits that they bring to the table, and any challenges that they're up against. This methodical approach not only ensures that you've covered all your bases, but also primes the stage for the deeper dives that you'll take in the next phases of your presentation. By doing this, you're not just throwing information at your audience. You're inviting them on a well-thought-out journey. It's like being the DJ of your own presentation, where every fact plays a part in the greater narrative that you're spinning. And just like a good playlist can make a road trip absolutely unforgettable, a well-prepared presentation can turn a complex topic like sustainable energy into an engaging, memorable adventure. Next up, associate. Okay, so moving on, let's dive into the associate step. And let me tell you, this is where the real magic happens. It's time to let your imagination run wild and get a bit wacky with it. You know, during this phase, it's all about forging links between ideas that are as striking and unforgettable as pairing your favorite can't get it out of your head tune with the fact that's normally as thrilling as watching paint dry. Suddenly, that dry fact is wearing sequins and doing the moonwalk, and you're not likely to forget it anytime soon, right? So how do we crank up the creativity dial? Well, we're gonna give each type of sustainable energy, remember from our previous example, a personality and a story so compelling you couldn't forget it if you tried. So imagine solar energy as the cool dude of renewable resources, sporting oversized sunglasses, chilling on the beach, and soaking up the rays to power up like it's got its own internal battery pack. Now, what about wind energy? Well, you could picture a colossal wind turbine, not just standing there, but breaking it down in a dance battle, like spinning to the latest chart toppers with the kind of flair that would make a disco ball jealous. See what kinds of wacky images we can conjure up? Honestly, the wackier, the more detailed, the better, because you're going to remember them. So go for wacky, not generic. And let's not forget about hydro energy, right? So for that, you might want to visualize a waterfall, not just falling, but hosting the world's most epic surf competition with waves so perfect, surfers are lining up for miles. And then, of course, we have geothermal energy. The laid-back spa enthusiast of the group, enjoying a deep earth steam facial, showing off the chill side of harnessing the planet's heat. For an example that sticks, let's take solar energy. So imagine transforming those solar panels into a team of superheroes. They're not just lying there soaking up the sun, they're actually on a mission, capturing those villainous UV rays to save the city with clean, green electricity. So this sort of imagery isn't just fun, it embeds itself in your mind, making it a breeze to recall the ins and outs of solar energy when it's your time to shine, when you're put on the spot. Again, like I said, the wackier the better, because you're gonna remember them more. And the more time you spend on this step of associate, the better, because it will start to internalize. By elevating each type of sustainable energy into something out of a story or a movie, we're not just memorizing facts. We're crafting a memorable saga. It's kind of like turning your study session into a blockbuster hit, right? Where the heroes, renewable energy sources, battle against the forces of darkness, pollution, climate change to bring light, sustainable solutions to the world. These associations, as zany as they might be, serve as powerful mental bookmarks, ensuring that when it's go time, your presentation is not just informative, but downright unforgettable. Now let's step into the link stage. This is where the real artistry comes into play. You've got all these vibrant, even outlandish associations, right? Well, now it's time to take them and craft them into a compelling story. So compelling, it sticks with you like your favorite song. Think of yourself as a director of a blockbuster film where every fact and figure is a scene, each more unforgettable than the last. Your brain thrives on this kind of creativity. It's about the plot twists and turns. In this crucial phase of linking, we're gonna take those fantastical images and spin them into a seamless narrative that just flows naturally. Okay, so I want you to picture this. The sun, kicking back on the beach with its oversized sunglasses, has an epiphany. It's not just there for a good time. It has the incredible ability to power up the entire world with solar energy. So motivated by this realization, it throws the most spectacular global dance-off for wind turbines, celebrating their sleek energy-generating moves in a way that captures the world's attention. But why should the fun stop there? The waterfalls catch wind of this extravaganza, and they too decide that they're not going to be left behind. So they step up with their own showcase, a breathtaking surf competition that not only demonstrates their raw power, but also the untapped potential of hydro energy. And meanwhile, feeling a tad overlooked, the Earth throws the most relaxing spa day imaginable, a serene event that uncovers the soothing yet powerful aspects of geothermal energy. This interconnected story forms a tapestry, allowing the journey of sustainable energy in a manner that's anything but boring. It's not boring for you, it's not boring for the audience. So let's flesh out this narrative a bit more. In a realm where the sun's stylish sunglasses aren't just a fashion statement, but a source of power for our cities, we witness wind turbines throwing down in a dance battle for the ages, generating buzz and energy alike. As these giants spin to the beat, waterfalls join the party, hosting the ultimate surf showdown, proving that fun and power go hand in hand with hydro energy. And not to be outdone, the Earth itself decides it's time for some self-care, unveiling the magic of geothermal energy through a spa day that's both rejuvenating and enlightening. This journey doesn't just make the concept of sustainable energy accessible, it transforms it into an adventure, right? We're not just talking about renewable resources. We're bringing them to life in a saga where our heroes, the elements and their energy counterparts, unite to combat the villains, pollution, climate change, in an epic struggle for the planet's future. And so through this lens, the information isn't merely presented, it's experienced. And that's the kind of learning that sticks with you, leaving a lasting impact, not just on your memory, but on how you view the role of sustainable energy in our world. All right, and memorize. So now we come to the grand finale, memorize. This stage isn't just about memorization. In fact, it's more so about embracing and internalizing the vivid narrative that you've crafted. So imagine embarking on a leisurely stroll through a storybook world that you've created, where each turn of the page reveals a scene more colorful and engaging than the last. The beauty of this approach is that it transforms the act of memorization from a mundane task into an exciting exploration of a world that you've helped bring to life. At this point, the information you need to remember isn't just a series of disconnected facts. It's part of a dynamic, cohesive story that's as enjoyable to recall as it is to share. So consider this. To solidify your grasp on the topic of sustainable energy, you immerse yourself in rehearsing the grand adventure that you've envisioned. The sun's extravagant beach party, complete with solar panels catching rays to fuel our cities, the wind turbines in a high-stakes dance competition, showcasing their graceful energy-capturing pirouettes, the mighty waterfalls orchestrating a world-class surf competition, illustrating the power and potential of hydro energy, and then the Earth itself indulging in a luxurious spa day, a serene celebration of geothermal energy's warmth and vitality. Each chapter of your tale serves as a mnemonic device, with the vivid scenes and characters acting as cues for the detailed content that you've meticulously prepared. The narrative journey ensures that each piece of information is not just memorized, but deeply ingrained in a way that feels natural and intuitive. So by this stage, you're not just merely reciting and regurgitating information. You're recounting an epic saga. Your preparation has morphed into a richly detailed story, making the recall process during your presentation not just effortless, but genuinely enjoyable. The structure you so carefully constructed now lives within you, akin to knowing the lyrics of your favorite song or the comforting familiarity of your hometown streets. This story, this journey, has become something your brain eagerly holds onto, ready to be shared with enthusiasm and confidence. The memorize phase elevates the entire process of preparation, association, and linking to a level where learning becomes a deeply personal and engaging experience. It's about making the information part of your mental tapestry, woven into the very fabric of your memory. This method ensures that when the moment comes to share your knowledge, when you're put on the spot, and to share your knowledge in this example of sustainable energy, or any topic for that matter, you're not just delivering a presentation. You're inviting your audience into a world that you've mastered and made your own, ready to navigate its intricacies with ease and share its wonders with compelling clarity. This isn't just memorization. It's the art of storytelling at its most effective, ensuring that your message resonates long after the final words have been spoken. Now, you might be thinking, well, why does this matter? Well, in today's fast-paced world, being able to think on your feet and articulate your thoughts clearly and confidently is more than just a skill. It's a superpower. And here's the kicker. The POM method isn't just about memorizing facts for the sake of it. No, it's about creating a mental framework that works with the natural tendencies of our memory rather than against them. Imagine standing in front of your team or at a conference, armed with the POM method. Not only are you able to recall the information that you need seamlessly, but you're also able to weave it into the conversation naturally, confidently, and with a flair that keeps everyone engaged. You're not just speaking, you're storytelling. And who doesn't love a good story? As we wrap up our exploration of the POM method and its transformational impact on public speaking, social interaction, and memory, remember this is just the tip of the iceberg. For those looking to dive deeper into mastering executive communication skills and social fluency, Exploring Academy is your next destination. Our professional development platform for the modern executive caters specifically to people like you who are focusing on the nuances of social skills in both professional and personal spheres. So you can join us at Exploring Academy at academy.exploring.co and take your journey towards social fluency to new heights. So by filling out the POM method with these vivid examples, we transform the abstract into the concrete, the forgotten into the unforgettable. This approach doesn't just apply to presentations on sustainable energy. It can be adapted to any topic, from finance and technology to history and art. The key is to engage your imagination, create connections, and build a narrative that resonates with you. So whether you're a CEO in the boardroom or a budding entrepreneur pitching your next big idea, remember, your memory might be imperfect, but with the POM method, your communication doesn't have to be. It's all about preparation, association, linking, and memorization. Follow these steps and you'll be dancing through your presentations and meetings with the grace of a primetime performer. And who knows, you might just find yourself enjoying the spotlight. With the POM method, you're not just communicating. You're taking your audience on an unforgettable journey, an adventure. And in doing so, you ensure that your message, like our memorable story, sticks with them long after you finish speaking. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive into the POM method. Here's to making every speech, every presentation, and every conversation not just heard, but remembered. Cheers to mastering the art of memorable communication. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the next time your brain decides to play hide and seek, just palm it. You've got this. See you in the next one. Bye for now.